Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, indeed. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Okay, I was like, I didn't catch which song specifically it was, but you know it's Christmas time. It's the holiday season.
Johnny Mathis.
Around these parts. Look at that.
Legendary.
Absolutely, absolutely. Practice going on at NRG Stadium, or really at the, you know, at the Methodist Training Center there across Kirby from the building itself. Darrell Taylor, defensive end, has returned to practice and been designated for return, which I think we mentioned that earlier. What is definitely to be seen out there. Red Helmets, Battle Red this week.
Yeah, going
to
be Battle Red.
Battle Red this week should be fun as well. Some notable names that were not seen by the Assembly media out there at the practice field. No Woody Marks out there. No Azeez Al-Shaair. No Derek Stingley. No Kamari Lassiter.
Any of those move the needle for you?
I feel like we're talking about vet days.
Yeah, week 16, man.
With the final three, Woody Marks even as well, but that, I mean, I think that's
the Stingley kind of.
Well, Stingley had the oblique. Stingley had the oblique.
I ain't going to say it bothered me, but kind of like, is he cool?
Dude, I keep forgetting that he left with an oblique in that game. Like, I knew that he left, but I keep forgetting that the oblique was what was doing it. And seeing as that's a thing that's been nagging since, what is that, week two of the season? Or maybe not nagging specifically, but I guess maybe has been.
There,
you know, re-aggravated maybe since that time period in the season. It does raise an antenna slightly where you go, huh, okay, is that going to be something that slows him down a little bit? Now, I'm not all too worried this week. And,
it hasn't.
I'm surprised that I'm saying this. Mm-hmm. I think I feel okay with Tre'Mon Smith stepping in and playing on the opposite side of Kamari Lassiter.
This would be the week to do it.
You need to. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Not trying to play down any competition, but this would be the week.
But that is the reason. I mean, the competition is the reason. I mean, is it 2-11?
2-12.
2-12?
Yeah.
I mean, they're bad.
No, they real bad.
They're bad.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. I mean, they've got some talented players over there. Nick Seri was talking about that.
Man, with don't Pena give them no damn credit, man. They are bad.
I'm not lying.
Did you see that that stat of, I think it was a chart of the healthiest teams?
Mm-hmm. Yes, actually, I did. I think they
were like the third healthiest team. So y'all just out here being ass for the love of the game.
Yeah, with all the pieces that you anticipated, just cheeks.
Just for the love of the game.
Yep.
Not even injured.
I believe that they have only missed put four players on the injury reserve. The Texans, one of the higher teams, I believe 15 is the number. One of those guys being Darrell Taylor making his way back. I know someone was talking earlier about like you could put together a pseudo NASCAR package, like a fast package with him on the outside, moving Will on the inside and allowing him to rush up the middle like we enjoyed quite a bit.
Yeah.
Not this past weekend, but the weekend prior versus Kansas City. I mean, I like the idea of moving Will around. I think I'm less I'm less enthused by the possibility of, oh, look at the speed on the outside. Like what Darrell Taylor has in speed, I think you get enough speed from the guy that you typically
use. Absolutely do.
And I think you lose power at times. Yes. And I think that showed up early on in the season. And I am more concerned with power and, more importantly, the contain that this defense, that these edges have to give in games than the speed that Darrell Taylor brings, even though he does have
it. No, you are 100% right on the speed and the contain. That's what D'Amico has been talking about and wants more than anything. So why change it up right now?
Yeah. All right. So we're expecting to hear from D'Amico later on today as well. But, oh, and worth noting, dudes who are at practice, Nick Chubb, seems like he's returning to practice. And then, as I mentioned, Darrell Taylor. All right. I mentioned Nick Caserio also joined Payne and Pendergast this morning, 7:30. You can go back on the Odyssey app or a podcast page for Payne and Pendergast to check that out if you want to in full. I thought this was an interesting conversation because they were talking about the knack. Well, first and foremost, Kamari Lassiter, right? Mm-hmm. And the how he is so very much the energy, the persona, the personality that you wanted in D'Amico Ryan's defense. And, I mean, I thought it was really cool that just not too long ago, earlier today, Jonathan Alexander was digging up and looked at the fact that Kamari Lassiter leads the league in run stuffs by a cornerback, which, not surprising one bit, he has that tenacity and that physicality to go and meet player running backs in the hole. And then they got to just the knack that D'Amico seems to have for finding personalities. So Nick Caserio, you know, what can you say about D'Amico having that particular knack for finding the right guys?
We understand what it takes to be successful in this program. So we're looking for that in players. Look, D'Amico is one of the best coaches in the league. I mean, you know, I've talked about it countless times on this show. He has a great sense and a great feel for people. And look, if we draft a team of D'Amico Ryans, like, the guy's one of the best players in the history of the franchise, and he's held in the highest regard. So, like, yeah, we're going to try to find players with that mindset, with that mentality, understanding that everybody has their own personality. So that's a big part of it. So the person is the person. No two people are created equally. We're looking for certain traits and characteristics that we think are going to be successful. Because in the end, in order to win when it matters, those are the things that are going to be important. So the more players that like that we have in the building, we at least give ourselves an opportunity. Now, ultimately, it's going to come down to our play and our execution on the field. But the mentality, the mindset, the work ethic, the competitiveness, the drive, I would say D'Amico is probably as tough a player as probably been through this building as well. So you're talking about a guy that's smart as hell, that's a phenomenal human being, that has physical and mental toughness, like, yeah, that's what you want on your team. That's what we want in this building. And that's why, like, philosophically, like, we believe in a lot of the same things. Like, I would say we're probably wired very similarly, even though we're different, you know, which is why when we're looking at players, we try to prioritize the things that we feel are important.
You can just hear the passion, and you don't hear it very often in Nick Caserio's voice. I mean, this is something that he and D'Amico feel very, very strongly about. Like, you know, Nick Caserio just tends to answer the questions and goes through it and all that. You could just hear it right there that this is one of the tenets, you know, of the entire organization. And then you talk about players like Kamari Lassiter, you know, who represents that.
Yeah.
Not only, you
to
know,
a team.
Yeah, yeah. Not only one of those guys that can, you know, has the talent and the personality and fits the profile, but seeks out. You know, you talk about, you know, the tackles and the hit rate and all that other stuff. He seeks it out. You know, that's what D'Amico did. And that's why you talk about ultimately you have to do it on the field, but it translates from what the personality and the profile you are onto the field.
Yeah. And as he's talking about Kamari, but then more so the type of personalities that it's clear that they want and they look at, I just keep thinking about, it feels like he's talking about the defense. I know that he's talking about the entirety of the organization. Does that show up equally for the offense for you?
I think he's largely talking about the defense because he's talking about D'Amico, and D'Amico's baby is the defense. I think they try to profile the same way on offense, but it doesn't always work out. You know, offense is influenced by other people. It's influenced by Nick Caserio, of course, but it's also influenced a lot by, you know, Nick Caley and Cole Popovich and, you know, some of these other things. So, I think it's slightly different, but they still try to profile similarly if they can.
Who would you say is, and this, it sounds insane to, when I think about it, like the Kamari Lassiter of the defense, but in so much as exemplary of this mentality on the offensive side of the football?
It's got to be Tytus Howard. It's got to be Tytus Howard. Real good dude, willing to do anything and has done anything. He might not be, you know, an all-pro or, you know, whatever, offensive lineman, but, you know, absolutely fits what the Texans want, that swarm mentality. I'm guessing it would probably be Tytus Howard.
Yeah. Tytus, are there any other names that come to mind? For a second, when I was thinking like toughness,
Dalton Schultz.
Dalton has demonstrated some of that.
Yeah.
I think a number of people who have complained about Dalton Schultz will be like, but in the effort of blocking, at times it can look.
But he was willing to do it, and that was one of those things that he was just miscast last year. You know, as a tight end that could take on an end. I mean, that's just not what he could do.
So you probably Tytus. Dalton.
I'm trying to think of anybody else.
I feel like Nico is.
Maybe, yeah.
It just doesn't necessarily come off as much because he plays a position that is kind of viewed diva-like, but he seeks contact. He uses physicality. But he feels like he also is kind of that guy where it's just like head down, go to work. And I'm trying to make sure, like, am I missing anybody
here?
Yeah,
I'm looking too.
And hell, let's talk about Woody Marks. Woody Marks is, like, especially at a running back position, being small, like the feeling of I'm putting my nose in here and running physically between the tackles, even though stereotypically he's not that running back necessarily.
Yeah.
He does it. He does it, you know, pretty well, all things considered. And he does a good job falling forward, which sounds simple but isn't in that running back circumstance, right?
I think that's fair. I think that's more than fair. Certainly the right type of guy. And as you mentioned, you know, willing to do whatever it takes, even if it doesn't necessarily look like someone that should be running in between the tackles on a regular basis.
Yeah, let me know if you guys see it and where it shows up on the offensive side, because I see a couple of people mentioned Nico, which is obviously one of the places that I went. Somebody said most physical receiver we've had since Dre, which I think that does show up on the field. Speaking of Woody Marks, again, one of the dudes not at practice today, dealing with that ankle thing. He's left every single game that he's played in.
He sure has.
At least gone to the sideline, gone to the 10. He's, you know, been in there, but that's shown up in every game. This ankle thing, obviously Jawar making the 53-man, looking as good as he did last week. I imagine that eases some qualms if you have those. Nick Chubb back at practice. But I thought Sean asked a very good question, and this is a cut 10 here, Fig. How do you plan on managing Woody's workload as you go through the remainder of the season?
Yeah, it's funny. We actually talked to the players. D'Amico talked to the team about that. I mean, the reality is we've played 17 games, so which for a lot of guys, that's two seasons. And most younger players, rookies and second-year players, I mean, you basically play 11, 12 games in college or, you know, if you're playing in the playoffs, 13, 14 games. So you're going through a little bit of an adjustment from an overall, I would say, physical standpoint. So are you doing the things necessary on a day-to-day basis? At this point of the year, on the heels of a game, it's all about the recovery. So, you know, we were in December. Nobody's healthy. Everybody's dealing with something. But are you being proactive on a daily basis? Are you coming in? Are you getting stretched? Are you getting your rehab? Are you getting your lift? Is your nutrition right? Are you sleeping right? Are you getting an amount of rest and recovery? If you use some other device, red light therapy, hyperbaric chamber, cold tubs, all those resources and tools are available, and it's your responsibility to make sure that you use those. We can direct the player and help them with their routine a little bit, but ultimately the onus is on the player, especially this time of the year. And with younger players, you want to make sure you're doing everything possible so that you're ramping up so by the end of the week on Sunday, you feel as fresh and ready to go as possible. So I'd say that's specific to not just Woody, but the team overall, and especially younger players.
I was just Googling red light therapy. I wasn't quite familiar. I had heard of it, but
is that what the ladies be doing with that mask that they put on?
Red light therapy, Figgy. Explain it to me.
Well, I know. I kind of know what
it
is.
You do? Because I had to look it up.
I just laughed at the fact that Lopez was like, clearly Figgy has to know what this is.
Yeah, because I know they had a red light saunas where it's literally just like a certain type of light. And
well,
what
it says here is, uses low-level red and near-infrared light to penetrate the skin and stimulate cellular repair, boosting energy production.
I actually did that. I actually did that one time. Remember, I was having issues with my knee?
Oh, yeah, you
didn't know what was wrong.
Did it work?
I tried it, and it worked so good to the point I didn't even realize my knee wasn't hurting anymore.
Okay. Really?
So I'm like, dang, it actually worked.
Did you know it? I've heard the term.
I've kind of heard of it, but I guess like in my brain, it just kind of got slotted as hokum, but it's clearly not. This is one of the places where I am stupid. Can I bring you back, though, to what he said there, where he was asked, how do you manage Woody?
I got off on a tangent.
Look, I was right there with you on the tangent. I was really talking myself when I said bring us back.
Yeah.
He was asked about Woody's workload, and he basically talked about players handling their own responsibilities when it comes to managing their health. Did that shock you at all? Because I heard that, and I was like, that was not what I was expecting from the head coach or from the general manager.
You know what I think that was when I heard it? That's got to keep the Players Association happy. We can't tell them do this when you're not in the facility. I think that it's partially both. The guys are going to be out on their own. You can recommend what you want. You can do what you know. You can certainly have your sessions of weight training and everything, as we all know they do. But anything above and beyond, it's on the player.
Yeah, but I mean that feels like that's more of the recovery. He was asked about the workload.
Yeah.
And that's and maybe you say that's a game plan type thing and you don't want to say whether you'll give him 20 carries or 10 carries or whatever. But that is clearly, or at least that's the way that my brain took the question. And he went to like, well, handle your business during the week to make sure you're, which to me sounds like we're going to use you how we use you at that running back position, especially for Woody Marks. And so, you know, this we'll obviously we'll make sure that you're not, you know, injured.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're hurt, deal with that the best you can. Ice up and get out here on this field.
For sure. For sure. 100%. That's not the Texans either, exclusively.
No, it's not exclusively. But also, they have demonstrated themselves. I think it's fair to say that they often operate as a, we are going above and beyond to make sure to ensure the safety of our players. And that felt a little bit outside of that bounds.
And then there's running backs. Running backs are just interchangeable parts, man. Interchangeable. It's a cold truth in the NFL. And especially when you're thin at running back. Well, you're getting Chubb back, it seems like, but either way,
Sorry. All right, I'm a child. Did you take that in the same way I did, which, again, extrapolating this too far probably, but I was like, don't expect to see Woody Marks on a second contract here.
Probably not.
That one very much felt like we are going to utilize, we're getting the yards out of this one.
Till the wheels fall off.
Yeah. 832 workload. Make sure you're ready. That's your workload. Yeah, that's exactly how I heard that.
Yeah.
That is 100% how I heard that. So, I'm not gonna lie. I don't want to sound too worried because I often do that, and I know that that goes far. But that makes me go, all right. They're going to over the next three games. They're going to have him tote that rock,
they
man.
Should.
If he is up, he is going.
They absolutely should.
Yeah, but. Right, I'm not.
I mean, they should.
You don't know exactly what you have in Jawar yet. Hopefully, you'll have an opportunity to see that. And I thought that would have been the easy answer here. Is like, we work in some Jawar to see if we can get you to the playoffs with the healthy Woody Marks.
Yeah,
you got him now for the remaining three games, which are important. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
What's also important is making sure that you have whatever semblance of a run game that you have for the postseason, because that's what's been necessary to put your offense in a place to score.
Yeah.
So I found it interesting that he gave that answer. Not entirely like. Wrong, I don't think. I think it's natural in the NFL. It was just like, didn't expect that one from Nick Caserio there. But it's still a fantastic sit-down with the fellas of Payne and Pendergast. 7:30 this morning if you want to hit the Radio Rewind feature on the Odyssey app or go to the podcast page. There was even more in there. An update, as much as updates go for Joe Mixon and Jimmy Ward, and I can summarize it for you. Well, getting late. That's how it sounded like to me. All right, you're in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, I'm
going to
keep the Christmas thing going a little bit. Top 10 worst Christmas movies of all time, according to Rotten Tomato.
Mm.
Send them in, too. What's your worst Christmas movie of all
worst
time?
Worst Christmas movie. Ooh, okay. I got to do some thinking. We'll do that next.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Fig, holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. I've been trying to do it. I don't want to hit everybody over the head with Christmas. We 8 days away.
Yeah. Also, happy Hanukkah to those who are. I think we're, what, day two of Hanukkah or
something
is it day
like
one?
That, yeah.
Did I mess something up there?
Yeah, it might be two or three. But, yeah, so I tried to throw a little Christmas something in the mixtape a little bit, so let me get my Christmas music right there.
All right. We just go back right back to the Home
I'm
going to
just keep going. I ain't going to switch it up, man. this is the perfect instrumental, man, for Christmas. But top 10 worst Christmas movies according to Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. You can send them in 713-572-4610. I'm gonna start from 10. I want y'all to react to it. Let me know what should be on the list, what shouldn't be on the list. And Rotten Tomatoes, for number 10, they got a movie called Unaccompanied Minors. Now, I had to look this movie up.
I might have to look a lot of these.
It feels like Unaccompanied Minors. It sounds like they took the premise of Home Alone. We're just like, well, let's steal that and do it kind of different.
This movie came out in 2006.
Oh, yeah. I know what's happening.
Yeah, I looked it up, and some of the actors I see in this is... Quinn Shepard, Dylan Christopher, Tyler James Williams.
Tyler James Williams.
Yeah, it's a couple people in here. This looked like one of those, kind of real. I can't explain it. I'm just kind of looking on the outside. I never heard of this movie.
Oh, it has the kid from Bad Santa. That's the kid. He's a little older.
Okay, all right.
It looks bad.
So that's coming in at number 10. Mm-hmm. Number 9, now this one, I don't know if this is revisionist history, but this movie keep popping up a lot now. People keep saying, oh, it was never that bad, but Home Alone 3.
Never saw it. I saw the first two.
Home Alone 3. And I remember as a kid when this came out, because I told you I'm a big Home Alone fan, mm-hmm. And I was super excited when this movie came out. I think this came out in 97. Mm-hmm. So me being young, I'm thinking like, oh, it got to be Macaulay Culkin in there.
Yeah.
Not realizing he probably a grown-ass man at that point and probably don't care about that franchise like that. And I remember watching this movie. I was so disappointed, man. I thought it was so corny.
From the 8 through 2, Home Alone 3 and 4? Brother, they made a
I think it's like five or six of them, to be honest.
What? Today I have learned, because I would have never. What?
One day I was scrolling. I went past ABC Family, and you know how they always had them cheesy movies and stuff?
Yeah.
It was like a Home Alone 5. I'm like, what?
Yes.
At some point, we got to stop
leaving.
This has got
to be straight to DVD or straight to streaming at this point.
As you're saying these, I'm on Rotten Tomatoes, and I keep looking them up. 36%. Home Alone 3.
Wow, they got a third of the people to say that this was good enough to watch, huh?
A lot of people.
Oh, that's awful.
But see, a lot of people lately been talking about, oh, it wasn't that bad of a movie.
Yeah, well.
Yes, it was compared to 1 and 2.
Yes.
Like, nah, and this movie came out in theaters, too.
Yeah.
So, nah, I wasn't really rocking with this one. Number 7, The Nutcracker in 3D.
Wow.
In 3D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what a time in life that we lived when they were like, everything needs to be in 3D. I don't need.
Did you wear those little glasses with the red and blue?
Well, yeah. I didn't see this film with it, but I've done that a couple of times in my life.
Oh my gosh. 28%.
Audience meter.
audience
you look at the tomato meter.
Tomato
which,
meter is 0%.
If I can give you one of my confessions is, it irks me to no end that people do not understand what the Rotten Tomatoes meter means.
Yeah,
it does not mean that this is not a judgment call where it's like this is 0% bad. 0% like it's either fresh or rotten based off of does it get a positive review or a negative review. And the percentage of positive reviews is that percentage meter.
And this one
so
is zero
means you couldn't get any, like, not any of the, big time critics, not no small time critics, internet critics. Nobody was like, this kind of, it's good enough. Everybody was like, nah, stay away.
Yeah. All right. Number 6, Surviving Christmas. That came out in 2004.
I may have seen this one. I'm going to look it up. I think I have seen this one. Nope, that's wrong one. But not good.
That Surviving Christmas sounds like a movie I wouldn't even go watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 5, Deck the Halls.
I know I've seen this.
I heard of this one. I really ain't hear anybody saying this was one of the worst Christmas movies.
Danny DeVito. That's
Danny DeVito, Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And number 4, Christmas with the Cranks.
That one has actually become kind of a cult. I don't like it. Kind of a cult favorite, maybe one of those traditional type things.
You know what I've realized? Yeah. Every time the season rolls around and I forget it immediately after, I really don't be watching that many Christmas-specific movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We watch them all the time, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the same ones every year.
Yeah, I think it gets to that point. Mm-hmm. What about this one coming in, number 3, Jingle All the Way 2?
Oh, there was a second one?
You got me on that one.
Man,
you're going to have to watch it now.
No, I don't.
You got to watch it.
Yeah.
This is kind of like in the same category of the movie Belly, mm-hmm. when they had Belly 2.
They have a Belly 2?
Yeah.
Who decided to watch that?
Yeah, with Game, the rapper Game is in it.
Yeah.
Number 2, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Ain't no way.
That was in 1964.
You know what?
That was in 1964, yeah.
That sounds bad enough
like
to where it's actually good. Like, that feels like one where you just put it on and let's all talk about how bad
that is. That sounds innovative.
Yes. Yeah.
1964?
Right.
Yeah. I want to see this. And coming in number 1, Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. And that came out in 2014.
Wow. Saving Christmas 2014. I got one on the Bat phone that I never heard before. It was called Fat Man. And it has Mel Gibson as Santa Claus, and on the the poster, he's holding like a gun, like he's got the gun pointed.
Oh,
they made it like an action movie. Yeah, yeah.
Someone said Die Hard because it's not a Christmas movie. Hey, take that argument elsewhere. I don't got it for you.
Yeah,
I do not got it for
that's
you.
That's the evergreen argument around this time of the year.
Now, the person I do have smoke for from the 832, Jingle All the Way. Hey, no, you are not going to come from Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jingle All the Way. That's a good movie. I'll fight behind that.
Yeah, keep sending them in, 713-572-4610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
As I continue the mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610, so a Christmas parade happened in Louisiana, and I want to put y'all to the test. We're going to do a multiple choice.
Okay.
Multiple choice test right here. What kind of Christmas thing do you think they had in Louisiana? What do you think was the
New
theme?
New Orleans?
The theme, yeah.
Christmas theme.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you multiple choice.
Okay.
Is it A, Mardi Gras theme?
Okay, mm-hmm. Mardi Gras, yes.
B, Cajun thing,
okay,
or C, redneck thing.
Well, you know, the redneck just seems to be calling me.
Sure about that?
Yeah.
I just want it to be, I'm going to choose what I want it to be, and I want it to be Cajun Christmas, because yeah, that just sounds delicious.
Too. That sounds fun.
Yeah, that sounds delicious as hell, man.
Cajun Christmas, that's what I'm going with.
And that does Bakkenville, Louisiana, redneck Christmas parade. People behind me are throwing ramen noodles and toilet paper and some plungers, I think.
Plungers through the years have been the most favorite thing for people to receive.
They're throwing plungers?
They're throwing plungers. They got like a porta potty with a Santa Claus in it.
I didn't realize ramen noodles was a redneck thing.
Yeah.
Have we been culturally appropriating all these things?
I guess I'm a redneck. Yeah. I grew up a redneck.
Did not realize that.
Yes.
Yeah, Santa Claus is on an old couch in the front yard.
Was it Jeff Foxworthy? Yeah. You might be a redneck if you eat ramen noodles. Yeah. Okay. All right. Redneck Christmas, huh?
I kind of want to see some clips now.
Yeah, I'll send you the clip. Yeah. I'll send you a clip to kind of show you exactly what they had going on.
There we go. There it is.
As I continue the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, remember in Confessions, I was talking about Instagram being on being installed on TVs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is kind of, when I said we kind of heading there now, I think we are pretty much there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but they are officially having the TikTok Awards. The TikTok Awards is tomorrow.
Like of TikToks, like of posts?
Sure.
It's an award show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they having the TikTok Awards show. I think Ciara is performing there. They going to have presenters presenting awards.
Yeah.
So I got the list of awards they have.
Okay.
And this is, I think, and by the way, it's streaming on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And Tubi.
Okay.
So you could pull up TikTok on the TV or Tubi on the TV and watch the TikTok Awards. But some of the different awards they have is the Video of the Year.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, they got the Breakthrough Artist of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
cool. Okay, very good.
They got the Okay Slay Award.
Okay.
So,
sure. Is that like for TikTok baddies? Is that what we're doing here?
This is for like beauty. Creating the beauty trends and all that type of stuff. They got the I Was Today Years Old Award.
Oh, God.
For the thing that you learned on the TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Yep. They got the Immediately Added to the Cart Award.
Okay. It's for the purchase.
Most popular, I guess,
TikTok. Because they do have the TikTok shop thing.
They have a
right?
shop don't there. Yeah. You can actually purchase stuff on
Why
there.
Why do I know so much about
you
this?
You know a lot about
You got this. The TikTok?
Yeah. I do not. I put my foot down very quickly when that started, and I was like, that is a time sink, and I don't want to do that. And Instagram was like, don't worry, I got it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they got the CapCut Creator of the Year. I think I should
That's
fall
actually
in that
pretty
one.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, I should fall in that one. And that recognized the create excellence using CapCut editing tools.
Mm-hmm. It's weird because my theory on award shows, you heard me when we were talking about the ESPYs around that time of year. I just feel like award shows exist for creative mediums where you kind of need that, you know, you need that judging, that larger judging pool to determine value. It doesn't make sense for sports. I think in theory it makes sense for TikToks. I just don't understand. Like it,
I'm kind of curious.
It feels like
how
we're taking.
Go.
I don't like the theory of making TikTok into more of, hey, this is a show. Like we're going to continue to make this into a show because it feels like it's better as a social medium, as it's still feeling peer to peer. And it feels like this award pushes it even further towards like, nah, man, you got the people who are making and the people who are watching.
But it's about growth, too. And I think that's what they're looking at, growing the platform, growing the platforms that they can use it on.
I guess so. Yeah. I say all that while also not caring one lick about this one way or the other. So,
yeah. And then, by the way, the last one they got on here is the Live Creator of the Year. So people who thrive on being on TikTok Live.
And the other thing about this that's funny is, most people are not going to know any of these people at all. They're not going to know them. They would maybe see the TikTok or see the, you know, the thing, but they're like, oh, that guy.
Yeah, that's a funny. That's also a thing that I hadn't thought about until you just mentioned it. TikTok and Instagram Reels and all these things, like they thrive on an algorithm that gives you directly, specifically what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Award shows are seemingly about like something closer to monoculture, or like things that we all know.
Yeah.
It's such a antithetical thing to what TikTok is I give you specifically what you want to see and things that you like. And this award show is just, it's so weird taking this thing that is so new age and trying to fit it in an old school box. It's dumb.
Yeah.
It's dumb in my brain.
Yeah, and kind of not really related to this, but kind of a farewell. I don't know if you guys saw this. I think this just kind of came down from the AP. The Oscars will move to YouTube in 2029, leaving the longtime home of ABC.
Makes sense. Probably a good move, too, to be honest.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's kind of with me repeating how we are here pretty much.
Yeah,
like everything going to some type of streaming service or anything like that. And YouTube, I mean, say what you want, YouTube is up there with the big dogs pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just makes sense.
They streaming games and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it kind of makes sense. It's kind of shocking that they're leaving ABC too, because I feel like you will probably do both.
Yeah.
And maybe they will do both before 2029.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, dang, you just cutting out the just the regular TV.
Yeah, but this used to be one of those big things that, you know, ABC builds around, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, sports dominates everything, and now it's becoming even more so that sports is the only thing that moors to, like, even television in general to it. But when the big broadcasters are giving up the what used to be tent poles in the seasons, that feels like a big uh-oh moment in the way that all of this, it feels like we're knocking everything over, basically.
Yeah. Because like the one thing I thought about was Super Bowl, because Super Bowl is always on regular TV.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's going to ever get to a point where,
oh, don't wonder, it will. It will.
I think the question is when.
Yeah. Because the Oscars, and it says it, I just looked it up while you were talking, streaming free worldwide, that's going to be probably a bigger audience on YouTube than it would be on ABC.
Yeah. It's crazy times,
isn't that nuts?
Okay. That's crazy. That's the Oscars too, man.
Well, and people are going to be saying, that's the Super Bowl.
Yep.
The day is coming.
Nothing is too big to not be moved to the streaming. And the thing that I keep thinking about is, I'm going to be so mad when I'm watching the Super Bowl and it start buffering. I was starting to get mad. I was starting to get mad watching the Rockets game on Monday, and Peacock started buffering
down
the stretch.
Amazon is the worst.
Amazon does it too.
Yeah.
We gotta get that together, friends. We gotta get that together. All right, that's the mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday, right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something mixtape worthy coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But before we get there, it's some people from a city that hosts an AFC team. And they're talking pretty big. Are they wildin'? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next. Yeah, happy Wednesday to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Hopefully you've enjoyed yourself to this point. Get ready for more fun to come as the drive is headed your way here in a little bit. We'll cross talk with them in a moment. But before we get there, a couple things I wanted to bring to your attention, in a section that I would like to entitle, Are They Wildin'?
Are they wildin'?
Are they wildin'?
I like the sound of this.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you are playing along, because I came across this piece of audio, and I told you it was from a team that houses an AFC team, or rather a city that houses an AFC team, and a team that is going to be in the playoffs. And they have some things to say about the playoffs. This is from the Brent and Austin show from from Jacksonville.
Okay.
I believe this is Action News Jacksonville. And they do this show. And the question that was asked was, who would you rather the Jacksonville Jaguars play?
Oh, okay.
Would you rather the Jags be a 6-seed playing at Houston or a 7-seed playing at New England?
Great question. Me personally, I would rather play the Texans. Again, defense is scary. Don't want to disrespect it, but you've proven that you can beat it. And for 7 quarters out of 8 this year, you were beating them. And
that is true.
Just a tad. And it really cost you. You had the worst loss of the season and by far. But you know exactly what you need to do to win the game. And you can go if you go execute and finish the game, you'll win.
I don't mind it. Really? No, from their perspective. Because of what he just said. He laid it out perfectly. You've beaten them. You had them down. I don't think he was being disrespectful or insulting or anything like that. From their perspective, you'd rather go to New England. Also, you have, conditions that are going to be more favorable, et cetera. I get it. I'll put it that way. I get it.
And by the way, that's Jason Hamby who said that. I will say the Brent, who is on the program, he did come back. He was like, yeah, I don't know about all that. Like he had a level of respect for the Texans. And I guess you could say that he is not being inherently disrespectful, but he says that they've proven that they can beat the Texans. Do you feel that way? Or do you think the Texans fans will feel that is what has been proven by the two games, the 8 quarters of football, if you put it that way?
No, I don't feel that way. In fact, I think the Texans could eat them up, defensively. All I'm saying is I get their perspective. I mean, it's not wrong. I mean, it's just not wrong.
Yeah, but, and I guess you have to then... It's all about a matter of perspective, because from the perspective of Houston, which of course is where we are, week 3, when the Jags do win that game, you're dealing with the defense that's – because remember, it's after week three that you jettison C.J. Gardner-Johnson. So this isn't the defense at its full power.
Yeah.
And then the offense is, you know
– And the offensive line is a mess.
It's in a nascent form. The offensive line, as you mentioned, was in a mess. Then you go to week 10 where the defense is playing better and gets out, but the Jaguars actually do get out to quite a lead.
Yeah.
But you have Davis Mills at quarterback, and you're not dealing with exactly the same offense. So – I can understand where they come to that understanding, but then you also have Davis Mills walk you down with this offense as well. Like I feel like you can't get too high and mighty on that, or maybe they'll just say they gave the game up themselves. I just felt like that was all wild to then within the context of not just are you gonna play the Texans, but would you rather them over the New England Patriots?
Right. You ask the question, are they wilding? I think a little bit, but I get it. That's
you get where they come from.
I get where they're
coming from. They're like, we would rather face off against probably the best unit in all of football right now.
I'd also say this. Defense. I'd rather face the Jaguars than the Patriots also.
Yeah, I think so. And maybe that's just the way that a division rival is going to go, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to look at your division rival and go, nah, I think I got you.
Yeah.
I have a level of familiarity. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Also, there is no respect for CJ Stroud there, huh? Mm-hmm. Like, I understand Drake May has been MVP caliber in this season.
Yeah. Little bit of respect for probably more respect for Drake May, in terms of what they're playing and going to New England and the logo and all that stuff.
Speaking about respect for Drake May, as I continue, give you the second part of the are they wilding here. Mike Garofalo, NFL media, obviously does a pretty damn good job with their properties and stuff. He put out an AFC playoff QB tier.
Okay.
There are three tiers here. In the top tier, Josh Allen, Bo Nix, Drake May.
I could see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The second tier.
Bo Nix might be a stretch, but I could see it.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. And, you know, currently, right now, since Bo Nix has found a little bit better, has some, you know, fourth quarter comeback magic that he's been doing all season long. Looks like he can run this offense, so on and so forth. Tier two. Justin Herbert. Okay. Aaron Rodgers.
That's it?
Tier three.
Oh, wow.
Trevor Lawrence. CJ Stroud.
Yeah, that's – it's not so much that – give me tier two again.
Tier two is Justin Herbert and Aaron Rodgers. And admittedly, I think I have not been fair enough to Aaron Rodgers in what he's at least even been able to do recently within that offense. Like, obviously, I don't want to make too much of it the Monday night game because they were playing against they're playing against the Dolphins. But the Dolphins' defense was swarming. They were all over the field, not to, you know, give them – the credit of copyright being like the Texans, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they were all over the field. They were physical. They were making tackles behind the in the backfield, and they were able to do some things offensively in that game.
Yeah.
But man.
I suppose if you look at the entirety of the season, that's probably fair too. Yeah, that you know because we know what we've been seeing lately, but it the numbers are still not there. He's still not throwing a lot of touchdown passes, you know, all that stuff.
But since I believe. Over the last 8 weeks, which of course three of those weeks CJ wasn't playing, but the 5 weeks surrounding that, CJ has been actually incredibly efficient in the way that he goes about things. He's been very good. Like if you're just looking at the numbers, which you know I'm going to bring up, and so I think that there is something to be said for maybe him being underrated and maybe this team being underrated because they're not taking into account quite how good CJ Stroud is. But yes, I think also the word playoff here. Because, of course, these are the teams that are geared to be in the playoffs. You look over at Justin Herbert and you're like, hey, man.
Yeah.
The way that this thing has gone for him, a whole rung ahead of C.J. Stroud, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. But if you look, that might be the one that made me pause the most. But I get it. You know, maybe legacy, you know, reputation, et cetera. But if you look at the whole season for C.J. Stroud, I see it. I think he's a lot better than that right now.
So you're wilding on neither counts here.
I kind of get it.
I think he kind of wilding with the Bo Nix in tier one.
Yeah.
And that's not like a Bo Nix hate type of deal, but I feel like he's been playing good enough to be in tier two.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my only issue.
Well, I mean, and 832 says, how in the hell does Justin Herbert keep getting all this love? Oh, he's a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. And one of the things of late that to keep in take into account, the offensive line has been very bad for him, and he's dealing with a broken hand that I think has mitigated some of it. But yes, it does feel like it's either like it's love, but it's maybe topping out a little too high.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.